Hey, this is Joe Healy. Today we're going to set up a blog as an Azure web app. First, my contact info. My blog is blogs.msdn.com/devfish. My Twitter is @devfish. And if you want to reach out direct, I'm jhealy@microsoft.com. So this video is a special format I've put together called a stop and go tutorial. You'll watch a task being done, then you'll pause the video, follow the steps to complete the task. Of course, you really don't want to do the specific task. You can just watch the video and not pause it. I've tried to set it up so that we're working in chunkable tasks so that you're following along. Now, what are we going to cover? First, my confessional. I'm putting this together to help my students at the University of South Florida's IDH ENG 4130 mobile app dev class spin up an online blog and web property they're going to use to talk about their apps. The class doesn't require coding by the students, so that leads to the solution I'm going to use here. We're going to set up a blog using a tool called blogengine.net. BlogEngine doesn't require a database or any coding on the implementer's parts. After completing this, you're going to have a BlogEngine web app up and going on BlogEngine 2.9, which for my students means they have a good web point of presence, a perfect place to get started listing and marketing their apps and listing assignments and posting up homework results. To set up our BlogEngine web app, you're going to need an Azure sign-in. First, make sure you've set up your Azure account so you can create a web page. For you students out there, here's a walkthrough for DreamSpark. Basically, come to your browser and type in bit.ly/DreamSpark student activation. And you'll get a super awesome video and blog done by me. The actual video to watch is down at the bottom, but there is a step-by-step walkthrough in this blog post as well. Now, for the rest of you, there's about 8 different ways to get Azure out there. I cover 6 of them in my 6 ways to obtain Azure and counting video. So go to bit.ly and put in Azure 6 ways. No, this is not French cooking. This is Azure cooking. There you go. And again, a step-by-step walkthrough describing a bunch of the different environments. And at the bottom, there's a link to the video. So stop. Yep, that's right. Pause the video. After you get done with the instructions on this screen, you can continue it. We're going to use these stops so you can stop to perform a task or action. Make sure you have the following available now. The email address used to log into the Azure portal, the password for the Azure portal. If you're unsure of your login, or even if you have one, back up and watch that 6 ways to obtain Azure video I mentioned, bit.ly, Azure 6 ways, and figure it out. Once you have all those things done, continue the video. Now that you've got your credentials together, head over to portal.azure.com and let's sign in. So, portal.azure.com gives us this little redirect. We wind up at a sign-in screen, and I'm going to enter in ketcha.msoutlook.com, put in my super secret password once it comes around again. Hope I typed in my secret password correctly. Click sign in, and of course I didn't. So, wow, I love great security. Yay, we're in. So you can see it's spinning out, and up will come my portal. So for those of you following along, this is the point that you want to stop and sign in to the Azure portal at portal.azure.com. Once you've seen the Azure portal up and going, now we want to start creating our new blog. Click on New. Now the sequencing here is very important because we want to bring up BlogEngine and not an empty web app. And then we'll come into web and mobile. Then we'll come over into marketplace, not web app. You see, you could click on web app, but we want to go into marketplace instead. Now we're going to enter BlogEngine. You'll see BlogEngine.net as an entry. Click on that. Hit enter. BlogEngine is the only option in there. So stop. Get yourself to the point where BlogEngine is the only entry that you have on the screen, and then continue the video. All right, so Blog Engine is the only entry on your screen. Click on it. And basically it tells us all about, hey, we're fixing to get Blog Engine up and going. Let's click Create. And up comes a screen where we can enter all kinds of information about our Blog Engine. Basically, this URL that we're going to enter is the publicly accessible URL for the blog. So we're going to call this BE for Blog Engine, and we'll go Katchja, because that's the person's name. And we are going to just put in a new app service plan name here. So you might go, oh my God, what are app service plans? Basically, it's a container for your app. So it determines the locale, features, costs, compute resources associated with your apps in this plan. With this one, we're using a DreamSpark account. It's all going to be pretty straight up. So I'm just going to call this Catches Blog. And we're going to leave the pricing tier at F1 free. If I had additional pricing options available to me, I could select them. I am on a DreamSpark student account. It's a free account. This is the only plan they have. You can see they get 1 gigabyte of storage in this account. If you're using Pay-Per-Go or some other plans, you can see some of those drifting around in here and some of the options associated with them. We're not going to mess with that. So just close this if you went in there. And we got BEKatchja coming in at AzureWebsites.net. We got a resource group subscription. Again, says it's DreamSpark. I'm an East Coast. Hopefully the thousands and millions of hits I get on this are going to come in from the East Coast. So I'm going to click East US 2 and change my location a little. You can put it wherever you want. And then we're going to click Create. So you'll see this little square thing with the stars sit and spin. It's going to take approximately 3 to 5 minutes to create your blog. So why don't you go get a cup of coffee? Oh, wait, through the magic of Camtasia, it will appear for you momentarily. So now you're going to go create your Blog Engine website. Enter your unique app web name. Look for that little green check mark that says it's okay. And make up an app service plan name and pick a location. I use these two, but just try and get something near you. Click Create. The little square blade will spin for 2 to 5 minutes and come back when it's done. All right, so the blade creation square thingy gets done spinning and it launches us into the expanded blade showing all the information about our web application. It's interesting to some degree, but for our purposes, what we can see here, the screen is kind of crunched at 1280 by 720, but you can see our app service plans, the pricing tier, shared infrastructure, various alert rules, deployment slots, areas we can click for settings and tools and how to actually go to the blog. You can click browse and do that, but I'd rather you go by paying attention to the URL. So this URL is our publicly accessible point to get to our blog. If we click on that, we'll actually launch the blog for us. So let's go ahead and let's click on that. Okay, now we can see the blog is up. You can see there's the URL, BEKatchja, at AzureWebsites.net. Very blank, generic blog. Now, interesting thing about this, Blog Engine opens up. It's got a default user ID and password, and we want to go change the password on that very first thing before someone puts nefarious entries all in our blog. So click on Login, and we will put in admin, and the password is admin. Let's click on Keep Me Logged In. Then we can come over here and we can change our password. So I'm going to click Change Password. I will put in admin and I'm going to put in my super secret new password, Cuomo54. That's it. So you can go hack the site and type in Cuomo54. All right. And then we click Change Password. Now your password's been changed successfully. So stop. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to navigate to the URL. Once you go to Blog Engine, it's going to take a little while for the site to come up for the first time. I want you to log in with admin. Then I want you to change your password. Continue the video when you got that done. So you should be sitting here at this change password dialog. You see your password's been changed successfully. Click return to blog. Now we want to create our first content. So we're going to come in here. And you see there's already one piece of content sitting out there. You can delete it. We'll leave it for the sake of just having an entry out there. And here you can see that piece of content in there as well. We're actually going to create our new one. So I'm going to do a write new post. And I'll come over here. And the title will be my awesome students from University of South Florida. I'll come over here and I'll go, here's a picture of my students at USF. Those with their hands up already had Windows 10 installed. Wow. And then we're going to insert a picture in here. So we come in here, and I'm going to go to my SkyDrive camera roll. You'll get to see some cute pictures of my family in there, potentially a picture of me having a beer as well. So go over to OneDrive, and there's my SkyDrive camera roll. Oh, she's so cute, but that's not the picture we're going to use. Scroll up just a little. There's some. And here's the students from my class at USF. I click open and give it a few seconds, and this picture will come in to our blog. It goes updated. There's the picture. Now we'll come in, and we're actually going to give it a nice little category here. Maybe we'll make tag it USF. So I put in USF, hit enter, and since I mentioned Windows 10, I'll put that in there. And we got two categories on that as well. And I'm going to tap publish at this point. And you see that it says post added. So that's now been posted. I now click go to post. And there is the blog entry in the wild running out here at becatcha.azurewebsites.net. We've got a post out there on the web. If we weren't doing stop and go, this would take you about 4 or 5 minutes to get this going. Now, obviously, it says name a blog. There's some other things in there that you want to change. You can add themes to it. So way to navigate into that is you come over here to settings. And maybe we'll call this Catch Just Blog. And other stuff in here you can change, obviously. We hit save. And then when we go back to the base site up top, you see I'm just going to trim that URL down. And now it says Catch Just Blog. In those settings, there's lots of rooms to play with. There's things for installing themes, doing stuff like that. But you can have a good time with this. Very easy to set up, very easy to get going. We have changed our password at this point, so we're good to go there. And you now know how to set up a blog engine blog. So stop, go ahead, post your first entry, and continue the video when you're done. Now, for my students, you're good to go. For regular viewers, I'm looking out to put some videos out here showing how to do Blog Engine 3.1 or later on web apps. There's nothing for that in the Azure Gallery, but it's not that hard. So watch this feed for more videos in the future. Some resources for you. First, here's the Blog Engine home. Good discussion forum if you have problems. There's also tutorials up here on how to do things, so just follow the link there. And here's the links to the Get Azure and setting up your student DreamSpark account that I talked about earlier. Now, thank you for taking the time to watch this video. This video has been dedicated to the guy that was heckling me during my videos, Mr. James Cuomo. His password to all of his Hotmail accounts is Cuomo54, so make sure y'all have fun with that. And I want to thank y'all a lot. Images on here are compliments of Gutenberg.org, which is copyright-free books. The music here is Dark Rock from Kevin MacLeod, at Kevin MacLeod, 2002, copyright, freepd.com. Y'all have a great day, and pop comments in here if you have anything to add.